For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
And now, another black perspective on the drug war. I vote, and I think that we should all vote. Yes, I am aware that there are several excellent arguments to be made for not voting. But as far as I'm concerned, there's one fact that outweighs all others. The people in power don't want me to vote. They've actually gone to a great deal of trouble to prevent black people from voting. Remember what came to light in Florida in 2000? Lies and intimidation to reduce the turnout, theft and destruction of ballots cast in black districts, and, most memorable of all, the list of ineligible voters, a bogus book of people who had supposedly lost their right to vote, usually because of a felony conviction. The list was exposed as a vicious fraud, but there is a huge and growing number of black men and women who are politically disenfranchised because of a drug arrest. Politicians in urban districts should be strong advocates for black interests, but they lose their political power as more and more of the electorate becomes disenfranchised. Their influence wanes as urban blacks are shipped by the tens of thousands to rural prisons where they provide good employment and economic growth in those predominantly white districts. And how's this for cruel irony? As the inmates are losing their voting rights, their residents in these rural districts increases the population figures and thus the representation of these districts in Congress. Can our votes help to end this terrible drug war? I don't know. But if those votes were worthless, no one would bother trying to steal them now, would they? Use your vote. And for God's sake, don't lose your vote over something as foolish as drugs. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Phil Jackson.
The following segment is taken from a video produced for Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. And the voice you hear is that of the director of LEAP, Mr. Jack Cole.
South Africa in 1993, under apartheid, they incarcerated 851 black males per 100,000. In the United States in 2004, under prohibition, we incarcerate at the rate of 4,919 black males per 100,000. Now, how anybody could look at this and not see institutionalized racism, I don't know.
Again, those stats are taken from a 2004 U.S. Justice Department report, arrests per 100,000 black men. South Africa, 851. USA, 4,919. Are we winning yet? Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.